With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. Two of the foundational saints of the Christian Church are Saints Peter and Paul. They're honored jointly with a church festival each year on June 29th, so on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to great sacred choral and organ music to help celebrate. Pieces by Walton, Palestrina, Durafle, Muley, and others. To kick things off, we'll hear festive organ music by J.S. Bach. This is a transcription of the Sinfonia to his Cantata 29, We Thank Thee, God, We Thank Thee. It was transcribed by the great Marcel Dupré and is performed here by Robert Quinney on the organ of Westminster Abbey in London. Robert Quinney played the Sinfonia from Cantata 29 by J.S. Bach on the organ of Westminster Abbey. Maurice Duruflé set four Gregorian themes in his set of four motets written in 1960. His setting of 2S Petrus is the shortest of the four motets, lasting less than a minute, but in its conciseness it develops the chant and canon almost as a fanfare for St. Peter. Robert Sharp leads the choir of York Minster. "2S Petrus" by Maurice Duruflé was sung by the choir of York Minster. Robert Sharp directed. St. Peter is considered the foundation and rock on which Christ said the church would be built. Our next selection takes that imagery further as we hear the hymn "Built on the Rock" by Ludwig Lindemann. It's arranged here by F. Mielius Christiansen and sung by the St. Olaf Choir led by Anton Armstrong. Built on the Rock, as arranged by Ludwig Lindemann, was sung by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Thomas Atwood, organist of St. Paul's Cathedral for 42 years in the early 19th century, composed an almost hymn-like setting of portions of Psalm 119. Teach Me, O Lord, is sung here by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, directed by John Scott. John Scott directed the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in Teach Me, O Lord, by Thomas Atwood. Though we speak of Saints Peter and Paul as laying the figurative foundation of the church, Richard Shepherd, in his anthem And When the Builders, sets Old Testament texts speaking of the rebuilding of the Jerusalem temple in the 6th century B.C. It's exuberant and celebratory music performed here by the choir of York Minster. Robert Sharp directs with David Pipe at the organ. And When the Builders, an anthem by Richard Shepherd, was performed by the Choir of Yorkminster. Robert Sharp directed. Contrasting with the brevity of Maurice Durufle's setting of the Tu es Petrus chant, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina's setting of the text is sumptuous and rich. This celebrated setting in six parts begins with wonderful contrasting sections between the upper three voices and the lower three. The Choir of Westminster Abbey sings this brilliant and energetic setting led by James O'Donnell. James O'Donnell led the Choir of Westminster Abbey in Palestrina's six-part setting of Tu es Petrus. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus is a pivotal moment in the New Testament, an event in his life which took him from being a brutal persecutor of Christians to becoming a follower of Christ. This story is dramatically portrayed in a piece by Z. Randall Stroop, The Conversion of Saul. It opens in Latin with emphatic shouts of the abuses Saul imposed on the early Christians, moving to English and a more subdued intensity at the moment of conversion. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale in this recording.
Oh.
The Conversion of Saul by Z. Randall Stroop was performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale under the direction of Eric Nelson. When we think of dramatic conversions in the history of the church, that of John Newton comes quickly to mind. His hymn text, Amazing Grace, finds a thoughtful setting in Benjamin Bachman's arrangement of the Virginia Harmony tune. The choir of Grace Cathedral San Francisco sings, led by Mr. Bachman.
Oh,
Benjamin Bachman led the choir of Grace Cathedral in his own arrangement of Amazing Grace. As we continue listening to music appropriate for the feasts of Saints Peter and Paul, we turn to one of the great 20th century English composers, William Walton. The 12 is more of a mini cantata than an anthem, and is characterized as a piece appropriate for the feast day of any apostle. It's a piece of wide-ranging expression, and is now considered to be a classic of 20th century English choral music. With a text by W.H. Auden, we'll hear it performed by Polyphony, directed by Stephen Layton. The virtuosic organ part is played by James Vivian. Sir William Walton's The 12 on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Stephen Layton led Polyphony in The Twelve by Sir William Walton. James Vivian played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The foundation of the Church is strengthened not only by its saints, but by the sacred texts that have come down through the ages. Among the most important of these is the Nicene Creed, which forms a central portion of Johann Sebastian Bach's monumental Mass in B minor. We'll listen to the opening three sections of this creed, including the choruses Credo in Unum Deum, Patrem Omnipotentem, and the duet Et in Unum Dominum. The ensemble Arcangelo is led by Jonathan Cohen.
Thank you.
Jonathan Cohen led Arcangelo in the first three sections of the Symbolum Nicenum from J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor. Henri Mulet's dramatic organ toccata Tu es Petrus, or Thou Art the Rock, receives a riveting performance by Virgil Fox in this archive recording from 1958 made at the Riverside Church in New York. Thou Art the Rock by Henri Mulet was performed by Virgil Fox at the Riverside Church in New York. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music to honor the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.